From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Turkish government today signaled that it will allow U.S. troops to deploy on its territory ahead of a possible war with neighboring Iraq. Turkey has long been a close military ally of the United States, and Ankara allows American warplanes to patrol the no-fly zone over northern Iraq from bases in southeastern Turkey. But with domestic opinion strongly opposed to war, the new Turkish government has been reluctant to agree to any additional American deployment, until now. Today in Ankara, the Turkish foreign minister told NPR's Ivan Watson that the size of the expected American troop presence is still being negotiated.
Turkey's foreign minister, Yasir Yakish, says his government has basically agreed to allow American ground troops to be deployed along the Turkish border with Iraq.
There should be a military front in the north of Iraq established by the Americans, and this front should not be made meaningless.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers, discussed the issue with senior Turkish military officials in Ankara today. He said he was happy with Turkey's level of cooperation, but he added that it was up to the Turkish government to make public the details of its commitment. Yakış says the top military brass from Turkey and the U.S. are now completing negotiations over the size of the proposed American force.
The impression that we had so far is that the parliament and the Turkish public opinion was not ready to support the passage of tens of thousands of American troops through Turkish territory. So the military authorities will negotiate this with the American side on a military-to-military basis level and see what is something which is acceptable to both sides.
News reports say the Pentagon wants to deploy as many as 80,000 troops along Turkey's border with Iraq. But Yakış says that figure may be too high, given the Turkish people's overwhelming opposition to another war in Iraq. And yet, he says the American force still has to be large enough to stop Saddam Hussein from moving his soldiers from northern Iraq to reinforce defenses along his southern border with Kuwait. The foreign minister says one of the alternatives that has been discussed involves the use of three combat brigades.
A brigade is a full-fledged military unit, a combat unit. And if you need to deploy in two different places, then you need two brigades. Two brigades makes something about 9,000 people. And you need one reserve brigade. So altogether it makes something 15,000.
Turkey has a two-pronged approach to resolving the Iraq crisis. While working with Washington to apply military pressure against Saddam Hussein, Ankara has also invited five other Middle Eastern countries to attend a regional peace summit. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, Jordan, and Iran all say they plan to attend the meeting, although the details have not yet been finalized. Yakış says the talks will be held either in Istanbul or Damascus as early as Thursday. One of the proposals that may be discussed, Turkish officials say, involves an offer of amnesty to top Iraqi officials in exchange for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.